Now that it's over, President-elect Donald Trump has to really think about how to get things done. One way is to use highly successful mechanisms left over by the Obama administration. They're like a set of wrenches and screwdrivers just waiting to be used. Joining me with more, Margot Conrad, Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. And Margot, often a new administration doesn't, even of the same party, doesn't like the things left just because they were left by the other guy. But in this case, you're thinking maybe there's some value here.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Tom. I think there are a number of things that this administration has done well with respect to innovative approaches to recruiting and hiring that I would highly encourage the next administration to continue and to build upon. The first thing I'll say just is that this administration has done a lot to really focus on educating hiring managers in HR and doing some myth-busting for federal employees about the hiring process. They've put out tools and resources specifically trying to bust some of the myths on recruiting, assessing, and hiring. They just recently came out with a hiring memo that's directing agencies to take some common sense actions to improve the way that they strategically recruit and hire. So there's some really good things there that the next administration, you know, shouldn't try to reinvent the wheel, but should really build upon the good things that are already being done. And in addition, I wanted to point to a few other things that are really innovative. One is that the next administration can look to further refine and scale different alternative talent models for government. So this administration has done a lot to look at how do we bring in some innovative talent from academia, the nonprofit sector, even the private sector for short stints. To really try to spur innovation and solve some of the pressing challenges that government's facing. I'm happy to share more about that, but there are a number of different programs out there that have been started that, you know, the Partnership for Public Service would really encourage the next administration to continue and to scale.
Well, getting back to that hiring memo that just came out less than 10 days ago, in many ways, it's simply a restatement of authorities and techniques that agencies already can do. They just don't exercise them very much.
You know, Tom, that's really true. I think you're making a good observation there. The administration's memo is really highlighting best practices that agencies, in truth, should already be doing. And for a variety of reasons, sometimes it's challenging to take these actions. But the memo is highlighting some really good things that agencies should be doing around, you know, strategically looking at how they recruit talent, and especially to try to bring in diverse talent to be able to fill mission-critical positions in government. And the other piece that it really highlights is the critical role between HR and hiring managers, and the importance of really working together through all phases of the hiring process, through the workforce planning, the recruiting, the assessing, selecting, all the way through. There's a critical role there that the HR and hiring managers both play in a collaborative way.
And you also mentioned, too, the Presidential Innovation Fellows, and that's something I think that's been a pretty big success, right?
True. The Presidential Innovation Fellows has been a very big success, and there are a few different models out there. There's Presidential Innovation Fellows. There's a couple of agencies have adopted what's called an entrepreneur in residence model. So Department of Health and Human Services is one of those agencies. So bringing in some talent from the outside to bring some expertise and share some knowledge and innovate around some of the key challenges that the agency may be facing. I think the U.S. Digital Service is another example. President Obama referred to the USDS team as the SWAT team, you know, the world-class technology office that's really helping agencies with solving some of their technology challenges. So there's some great models, including also using things like the IPA Authority, the Intergovernmental Personnel Act, which allows for agencies to bring in talent from nonprofits and academia. So there are these great models out there that I think need to continue to be leveraged and can really help bring about change in government.
We're speaking with Margot Conrad, Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. And what about the social media tools? Just the other day, the administration said that it's going to clean out the accounts, archive what it put on Snapchat and Instagram and tweets and so forth. But the accounts like at POTUS and so on, at White House, will still be available for the next crew.
Absolutely. And I think that's a great point. This administration has really taken the lead. It's really the first White House where we've seen The use of, you know, Twitter and Snapchat and Facebook, and, you know, the president doing, you know, interviews for YouTube videos to help boost enrollment for the federal health care exchanges, using Snapchat in advance of the State of the Union. So I think they're trying to do a lot of things to really connect with the public and help the public understand, you know, what it is that government does on their behalf every day. So would encourage the next administration to continue to utilize social media, both as this educational component and also, frankly, as a recruiting tool.
I guess it's safe to say we're past the point at which those things can be considered fads.
I think that's safe to say, yes.
All right. Any other advice for this new crew?
Sure. So in terms of specific innovative recruiting and hiring practices, there are a few things that are interesting to point out. One is a number of agencies have been using peer-to-peer recruiting really effectively, so sending students, former interns, back to campus to serve as ambassadors to their peers and help recruit talent. So we've seen several agencies do that in this administration. The Department of Energy has been looking for ways to try and recruit or get even young people at the middle school or high school age interested in STEM careers. So they host STEM mentoring cafes where they bring in students and their teachers, and they get to do speed networking for a period of time with current federal employees from the agency and learn about their careers and what they do and how they got there. So there's some really great innovative practices that, you know, I think the next administration can continue to build upon, can share across agencies so that other agencies might be able to learn as well.
I guess no good deed goes unpunished, but the 18F group, which showed a lot of promise when GSA established it, like alongside the digital service, but now IG reports show that they're spending money they haven't paid back and that they're looking for work where there really isn't any. So what are some of the possible pitfalls and things to watch out for?
Mm-hmm. That's a good point, and that's certainly that recent IG report is concerning, and I know that the folks over at GSA are looking at ways to try to make some changes to the program and to figure out how to address some of those challenges. You know, I think a lot of these initiatives are new, so I think my recommendation would be let's think about how we can, you know, really learn from what's been done well, perhaps refine and tweak programs if there are places where there are some needs maybe that aren't being met or challenges that are being faced. But I would be hesitant to say let's throw it out or let's start from scratch again. I think there's a lot that can be learned from the programs that have been initiated in this administration and hopefully further improved for the future.
Margot Conrad is Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me, Tom.
I guess you guys are going to be on the job pretty heavy now as the new administration kind of takes its seat.
Yes, absolutely. The partnership is going to be working hard to build relationships with the next administration and to encourage them to continue focusing on making hiring and talent management a priority.
Nothing like a little good government. Never hurt anybody.
Exactly.